He continues to express that this may seem foolish, perhaps echoing your thoughts as you contemplate letting go of striving. Lao Tzu is telling you to change how you see what's here now in your life, for then it will actually become exactly what you need in order to be happy. In other words, you can change how you look at striving and have contentment without anxiety and fear. When you live by the tenets explained in this verse, you begin to have a worry-free existence. Imagine that. No concerns, no fears, only a sense of being connected to the source of all, knowing that all will be handled for you by the same force that's always handling everything. Lao Tzu is teaching you to free your mind from its persistent nagging. The world and everything in it are already taken care of by the Tao. It has always done so, and it always will. Your mind continually urges you to strive in spite of the all-providing perfection of the Tao. It prompts you to pursue fame, to look for a groove or a purpose. Lao Tzu encourages you to do precisely the opposite. Stay outside the rat race, and let your mind be in peaceful harmony with the Tao, rather than worrying and fighting. The concluding line of this passage of the Tao Te Ching says it all, instructing you to change how you look at your life by knowing to take sustenance from the Great Mother. The following are suggestions coming from Lao Tzu to you in the 20th verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, practice letting go of thoughts about what's not here now. Just allow yourself to meld into the perfection of the universe you live in. You don't need another thing to be happy. It's all being provided for you right here, right now. Be in this moment and free yourself of striving for something more or someone else. This is a mind exercise that will put you in touch with the peace of the Tao. Affirm, it's all perfect. God's love is everywhere and forgets no one. I trust in this force to guide me, and I'm not allowing ego to enter here now. Notice how free you feel when you relax into this no fears, no worries attitude. And secondly, take time to let go and let God every single day. Say the words over and over to yourself until you can actually tell what the difference feels like. Letting go is a markedly distinct physical and psychological experience, much different from striving. Let go of your demands, along with your beliefs that you can't be happy because of what is supposedly missing in your life. Insisting that you need what you don't have is insane. The fact that you're okay without what you think you need is the change you want to see. Then you can note that you already have everything you need to be peaceful, happy, and content right here, right now. Relax into this knowing and affirm again and again, I'm letting go and letting God. I am a glorious infant nursing at the great, all-providing mother's breast. Do the Tao now. Begin to notice the situations where you're not in the moment because you're striving to complete or attain something for a future benefit. You may not realize how often you endeavor to accomplish all sorts of things with the idea that once you do, you'll finally have the time to be and do what you really, really want. This is one of the most pernicious ways that many of us unconsciously prevent or perpetually postpone a life free of striving. It's a tough one to become aware of, and may be easiest to see when your free time becomes hijacked by family members or business emergencies. Here's an example. You've put in extra hours at work all week in order to have a deliciously imagined free day. When you learn that your spouse has invited a friend of a friend who's never been to this part of the country before and whom you've never met to stay in your home. There are two opportunities to practice living without striving in this situation. The first, of course, is to catch yourself wrapped up in striving for future benefit. Notice what you're doing and focus on the now. The second comes after the example above, which is a difficult but incredibly rewarding exercise. Do the Tao now by accepting what is offered. That is, know that the situation in some way that your striving ego rejects is actually sustenance from the Great Mother. Relax and let go and allow. The 20